on FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
A Kent bank remains cordoned off by police following a ram raid overnight. Witnesses say a tractor was used to smash into the front of NatWest in Staplehurst at around 3:30 this morning. A cash machine was taken. Rosemary lives nearby.
So I got up and there was a lot of activity over there, but sort of car lights. I think they also had a lorry of some sort, possibly a flatback lorry. And general chaos, raining.
Investigations are underway.
KMFM News.
There were long delays on the M2 this afternoon following a huge lorry fire near Sittingbourne. Josh has more for KMFM.
Well, firefighters were called to the hard shoulder of the London-bound carriageway near Stockbury after the vehicle, which was carrying hay, burst into flames at around 10:15 this morning. As you've just heard in Travel with Laura, the roads closed between the junctions for Faversham and Sittingbourne while crews bring the blaze under control. Police are turning trapped vehicles around and diversions are in place. Officers have also criticised some drivers for using the hard shoulder, which delayed a fire crew trying to get to the scene. Luckily, no one's been hurt, and we've got video and pictures at kentonline.co.uk.
MPs have condemned the retailer Sports Direct, saying its working practices resemble those of a Victorian workhouse. A report claims some staff earn less than the minimum wage and are being penalised for taking a break to drink water. It's believed a large fire which started at a house in Raynham overnight was caused by a portable charger. A family of five managed to escape the flames after being woken up by their smoke alarm. The building in Harvester's Close was well alight when firefighters arrived just before one this morning. We've tweeted pictures via at KMFM News.
KMFM News.
Kent's roads are set to be much busier than normal over the next few days as schools break up for the summer. Today's been dubbed Black Friday, with 3.3 million cars heading on holiday, set to join the normal rush hour traffic across the country. Routes to the Port of Dover and Channel Tunnel are expected to be particularly busy. Simon Williams is from the RAC.
Let's just hope that the roads can cope with the extra demand. Obviously, you have your normal commuter traffic to some extent and the rush hour on Friday evening, for instance, competing with those people who are packed up and looking to get away and trying to beat the worst of the traffic.
And Kent's Mark Rylance says it was great to be involved in the big screen version of the BFG. The Ashford Oscar winner stars in the adaptation of the Roald Dahl book. It's in cinemas from today.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Some of Kent's athletes will be competing at the London Anniversary Games over the next 2 days. Dartford's Adam Jamili will be taking on sprint superstar Usain Bolt in the 200 metres at the Olympic Stadium tonight. Tomorrow, Dina Asher-Smith goes in the women's 100 metres, whilst Jack Green will be lining up for the 400 metre hurdles. It comes ahead of the Rio Olympics next month. And in cricket, England have recovered after losing an early wicket on the opening morning of the second test against Pakistan. After winning the toss and batting first at Old Trafford, the hosts are 88 for one. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.